Good morning to you all. It's good to see you here at Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention this morning to 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7 is the great unfolding of the Davidic covenant that God had made with His servant David. And we read beginning in verse 12, "And when thy days shall be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee." That's very, very important because it's a reference not just merely to the descendants of David, but it's referring to the descendant of David, and that is Jesus Christ. "I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom." Now notice, you don't have a multiplicity of kingdoms that would flow from David, but what? "I will establish his kingdom," referring to, of course, the Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. "And he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son." In our King James Bible, we have, "If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men." "If he commit iniquity" is not a very good translation. Here's a better one. "When guilt is laid upon him, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men." Now, what is that a reference to? That's a reference to the purpose of his first coming. So when we understand that, not if he commit iniquity, but rather when guilt is laid upon him, "I will chasten him" is a reference to his bearing in his body whose sin? Not his own, but our sin. As we come to this season of the year and we think of the incarnation of Jesus Christ and the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us understand that His first coming was with a purpose. It was in fulfillment of the covenants of God with His individuals that He had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and with David, that He would indeed come and that He would bear in His body our sin and make a perfect atonement, a perfect satisfying of all the requirements of the Father, His righteousness, that He would forever seal for mankind the opportunity and the blessing of salvation and the gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ. But it required the chastening with the rod of men, and this last phrase, with the stripes of the children of men. In other words, men would go and attack Him, thinking they were destroying a problem. But what they were doing was fulfilling the Word of God in creating a way of escape for the very ones that were crucifying Him and chastening Him and seeking to destroy Him. You know, God alone can take the wrath of men and turn it around and bring pleasing unto Himself. Isn't that wonderful? God can do that. He's in charge. And I'm so thankful this morning that Jesus Christ came and atone for our sin on Calvary's tree. That was the purpose of the incarnation.